As students and teachers return to school this week, some will be talking about their trips to the shore. Others might recount all the books they read or the home runs they hit. But for one group of teachers and students, the highlight just might be a week they spent learning about drones and the environment. As part of our Remake Learning Initiative, 90.5 WESA's Mark Neutbar has more.
It might sound like an unlikely pairing of the natural world and the high-tech world, but finding connections was what the Summer Learning Institute at South Fayette School District was all about. Teachers from across the state gathered to learn about implementing makerspace concepts in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, into their classrooms. One group of teachers was learning new ways to apply those ideas to environmental literacy, which, according to Lori Ruberg, is already a combination of disciplines, including biology, geology, and chemistry. At the root is learning to ask the right questions.
A question from a younger student perspective is that stream healthy enough that I can play in it? A parent might say, is that a collection of water there safe for my children to be near?
Ruberg is a visiting assistant professor at the West Virginia University School of Education. She describes herself as a techie person with a love for the environment.
I see my role in this workshop of offering them things that they can integrate to enhance what they do.
Ruberg says teachers have too much material to cover to include a separate two-week program into their schedule. Instead, they want skills and ideas.
One day you can review the water quality measures in your lab, and then another day you can take them out in the field where they do those same analyses in the field.
Among the teachers in Ruberg's workshop was North Hills Middle School teacher Jason Beal. He says learning out of a book is not enough for today's students.
Giving them that hands-on approach, I think, which is where this type of stuff is nice, because it is actually doing the science as opposed to kind of just reading about it like I think a lot of us did when we were in school. It's like, oh, yeah, nice ideas, but not necessarily any practice behind it.
Taking her own advice, Ruberg had a few backpacks stuffed with equipment for the teachers to explore.
These are kits to do water quality testing. So we've got a pH tester, and I'm going to show them how to calibrate it as well. And this is the electrical conductivity tester. This is something we're going to be using, the whirling hygrometer.
In another bag were vials of dead bugs for the teachers to try to identify using field guides.
Number 3, the water penny. We were pretty positive about that.
Yeah, I think we figured
that one out.
What about 4? What did you think 4 was?
Number 4, we identified that that's an odonata.
Dragonfly. Got some agreement here.
Elsewhere in the South Fayette Intermediate School, where the workshop was being held, several students were quietly seated at tables getting some last-minute instructions from Avonworth Middle School teacher Michael Lincoln. He was all that stood between them and getting their hands on a pile of drones.
So use everything you've learned in your classes, your math classes, your science classes. Don't just start doing things. Think before you do. Use what you know. You're smart people. You have great teachers. Use what you know, what you've learned. Okay? You got this? Okay, break. Let's go.
The middle school students were ratcheting up their STEM skills.
Students are learning how to code their world, I call it. So they're no longer just coding on the screen, which many of them have become accustomed to doing in their classrooms. But now we're getting them to understand the possibilities of designing an environment where robots and drones can interact and accomplish tasks based on their code that they design.
Most of the students in the class had previously used popular programming languages, including the MIT-developed free educational language known as Scratch. Each group of 3 or 4 students was issued 2 or 3 programmable ground and flying drones, and then told to come up with something cool to do with them. Maker concepts were brought into the class when students created ramps, hoops, and other props. I caught up with middle school students Emily, Bryn, and Olivia, who were working with their drones in the hallway.
We are doing a race. We are going to time them as they go individually through the course.
We're going to make them like spin, jump, turn, and they'll be doing the same obstacles, and whichever one reaches the finish line first will win.
So this course doesn't exist, right?
We're going to make it.
But you're not remote controlling them, you're programming them.
We're programming them, and then, yeah.
How do you do that?
With the app called Tickle.
And what is Tickle do?
It's the equivalent of Scratch with different blocks that says how they're going to move, when they're going to move.
it'll say like move forward, and we can drag that, and then we can say how much we wanted to move forward and how many seconds.
Yeah.
And then we can go like turn right, 160 degrees, like stuff like that.
With the noise levels increasing, the teachers building their environmental literacy education skills escaped to a nearby creek where, after taking some GPS readings and a few pictures, they waded into the water.
First of all, we're going to try to collect the kick netting. Remember the kick netting? And then the second thing we're going to do is take some water quality samples. And then the final thing we're going to do is take a stream bed sediment sample. Okay.
Wait a minute. Crayfish. Oh, my gosh.
That was WVU PhD candidate Brandy Gartner giving the instructions, and Westmont Hilltop Elementary teacher Beth Schaff finding the crayfish. Schaff says she's not sure she'll take her fourth graders to a stream or a pond, but she can't imagine collecting the samples herself and then bringing them to class. By now, you might be asking yourself, what does a drones class for kids have to do with an environmental literacy curriculum session for teachers? Drone teacher Michael Lincoln.
Whenever I agreed to be here to work with these students and the staff, I had some great ideas, and that's what we're doing. But then, we kind of got to interact with each other and what we were doing, and we found a really good fit. The environmental group, they're here to teach teachers about how to collect data from their areas. One of those pieces of data is going to be temperature, and we thought it would be a great idea to equip the drones with sensors to gather data and show students how drones, yes, they are, fun to code and fun to make courses with and do cool stuff, but they're also going to be a big part of the workforce in a lot of industries. Show them how scientifically they can gather data.
After building a mount for the thermometer, two high school students who were helping with the drones class went out with the environmental workshop to visit six locations where they took temperature readings at four locations. Lincoln says Ruberg and a professor at the University of Toledo were so impressed, they asked the students to help co-author a paper on the work. A link to their preliminary report can be found at our website. North Hills teacher Jason Beal says he'll take his experience back to the district to see if it can be added to the curriculum.
I think it would certainly be pretty cool. I don't think a lot of kids go out to any of their surroundings and look at things scientifically. I think they just go out and run around and have fun. But they could do both if with a trip like this.
And for the kids coding drones, the learning seems to be well camouflaged.
So we're planning a car chase type thing, like that, because it's a SWAT type drone. It's going to be chasing that one around on a map we make.
Searchlights and flies, so. Yeah, it's cool.
I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.